Good morning, Lee.
This week, it's all about hydrogen cars, fuel cells, and this great state of ours, Tassie.
It is indeed. You know, we talk about electric cars all the time, don't we, Lee?
We sure do, because that is the way of the future.
Yeah, and look, DMS Energy's exposure to batteries and solar, it makes sense that I should. But I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were talking about fuel cell-powered cars. I'd sort of forgotten this technology existed, and if you believe all the media, it plays like electric vehicles have kind of won the race when it comes to who's going to dominate the electric vehicle space. Do you know what fuel cells are, Lee?
Not totally across it, Adrian, but it has something to do with creating energy or electricity.
It certainly is. So the fuel cell itself is basically a device that facilitates a chemical change which creates electricity. In the case of hydrogen fuel cells, they recombine hydrogen with oxygen from the air to make electricity. So I should say that the hydrogen will be stored in the car in a tank, but the oxygen will come out of the air. When that's recombined, that will create electricity and is used to energise motors on your electric vehicle. Your standard battery-powered electric vehicle, the energy is stored within the battery. A hydrogen car, the energy is stored as compressed hydrogen in a tank. So here's another question for you, Lee. What do you reckon is going to happen when we recombine hydrogen and oxygen together? And what will be the byproduct of all this electricity production?
Oh, gee, you're taking me back to my science days at high school. Would I be right in thinking H2O, water?
You're right on the money there. So you will have an exhaust pipe still, but only water will come out of it. It's a zero carbon emission energy source. Actually, some guy on YouTube reviewing a hydrogen car actually drank the water that the car emitted and said it was some of the nicest water he'd ever drunk.
Oh, no.
That might have just been for the clicks.
Now, rather than chatting about batteries being better than the hydrogen fuel cells, let's have a bit of a chat about how both technologies have their place and, more importantly, specific benefits.
Yeah, and this is where we need to sort of start approaching this sort of idea. So, look, for myself, I like the idea of battery vehicles. I have a garage. I have solar panels, which gives me the ability to charge my car free from the sun. I live in Tasmania, where the slightly limited range of an electric vehicle isn't really an impediment on how I would be operating the vehicle. But what if you have no garage, Lee, or access to solar? What if you lived in an inner city setting with, just on-street parking? What if you drove a delivery van or a work ute and we're sitting for 40 minutes in the middle of the day to recharge is a time of financial impediment? Or you drive a truck where, look, let's face it, battery storage holds no real solution for the amount of energy and range a truck actually needs.
There's a lot of questions there to be answered, and I guess this is where hydrogen can fill that void, Adrian.
That's right. So it only takes 5 minutes to fill a tank. So that's much better than, say, 40 minutes on a fast charger or overnight charging at home on a battery. A small hydrogen car like the Toyota Mirai has nearly 1,000 kilometres of range on a tank with mixed driving, so no more range anxiety. Mirai, by the way, is Japanese for future. I see that Toyota Australia are talking about them for Australia on their website. So it's moving on. It's happening. Trucks can also use this energy source. In fact, so can generators, homes, industry, basically anything that needs electricity.
So hydrogen is definitely in the mix.
That's right, mate. And Toyota and Honda seem to be the ones leading the race at the moment. California is, to the best of my knowledge, as far as the US goes, the ones really pushing this technology out hard. But it is spreading across the US quite rapidly as... many people don't know this, they already had an extensive hydrogen infrastructure in place. Hydrogen's used for all sorts of different things. But unfortunately, at this point in time in the USA, the majority of their hydrogen is sourced from fossil fuels, but that's changing.
Yeah, so hydrogen cars and fuel cells, and this is where Tasmania enters the equation.
That's right, Lee. So Labor just announced if they win the election, backing a new hydrogen plant at Bell Bay, I think to the tune of somewhere around $200 million. That's going to equate to around 5,000 jobs during the construction phase, 500 full-time jobs once it's up and running. That's a lot of jobs, Lee.
Sure is.
That's a lot of opportunity. So Tassie is coming back as an industrial powerhouse. Remember when we had the pulps and dioxide and all that going at full swing? People knew they had secure employment and they could plan their life around having employment stability.
Particularly for Burnie in the northwest coast when we had APPM and dioxide, big as far as the workforce was back in those days. So we need really to talk about the fuel security, don't we?
We do. And a lot of people don't realise this. So if the fuel boats stop coming into Tassie, we only have around 3 weeks' supply before we come to a grinding halt. And I mean every single thing just stops. Now, if we are using hydrogen and making it here on the island, that has huge energy security benefits for the island.
Now, on the subject of dioxide, I believe you're speaking to an electrical engineer the other day.
Yeah, and he's working on the Marinus Link, and it's coming into Tasmania at the old Teoxide site.
Oh, the site itself, which would be good because that's been left vacant there for several decades.
Yeah, isn't it? Like, it's really good news. Like, jobs for the Northwest Coast, it's all happening. We just need to get behind these projects and crack on with them. So these two huge projects will also help ease the bottleneck we have at the moment that are holding up renewable energy projects around the state. Like, we've spoken numerous times about, you know, there's all these wind farm projects online to come on. There's all these, you know, pumped hydro. But Tassie really can't absorb any more energy, and the Bass Link is not big enough to send it to the mainland. So having the ability to turn it into hydrogen or send it to the mainland on the Maris Link, well, that's just going to open up more investment. So using our renewable solar, wind, hydro, you know, all that energy to crack water into hydrogen and oxygen is the perfect zero emissions energy source, and it could see hydrogen fuel cells be part of the solution as we head towards a carbon neutral economy. Remember, though, while there are great economic benefits to be had in, you know, in transitioning to cleaner and greener energy, we are not doing this to save the planet, as the planet doesn't really care. We're doing this to save ourselves and take some of the uncertainty out of the future for our kids and their kids.
And the bottom line, Adrian, Tasmania once again leading the way.
That's right, mate. And all I can say to our mainland friends is, come on, guys, keep up.
Where can we find you at DMS Energy in Sprayton?
So if you want to pop along to our showroom, head to 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Or if you want to give us a call, our number is 1300 502 599. Or our website, good place as any. You can see some of our projects and products and what we're about. So that's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or find us on Facebook. We'd love to talk to you.
And keep those questions coming in too, and you do travel right across the Northwest Coast, including our friends in Circular Head. Adrian Luke from DMS Energy in Sprayton, thanks again for another Power Savers, and we'll do more of the same again next Monday morning, a little after 8:30.
Thanks.